virus effect of the Mount Ibu eruption. Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian urged village heads to effectively utilize the village budget to foster economic growth, aiming for a government set target of 8%. The minister delivered this message at the 2025 National Villages Day commemoration event in Sumedang, West Java on Wednesday. Karnavian underlined that the village budget is a stimulus for villages to become more independent. That was the news. RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español. programs and training Fund Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listen, I think it's time for me to give you another quote of the day, where Hugeng Budi Santoso was actually an Indonesian national police chief from late 1960s, early 1970s, and perhaps one of the best known police officials in the country due to his integrity. One of his famous quotes is, "Complete the task with honesty, because we can still eat rice with salt." This quote highlights the importance of honesty in daily work and life. And I will be right back with you again with more infos and also great music to listen. And just like this one, I would really love to give you a song coming from White Shoes and the Couples Company. Here is Windu Devrina. Enjoy.
the mountainous region of East Java. Where Majapahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture. And the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine is cherished. Beyond the city. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back again, well, listener. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia at www.inews.id. And Nuka is still here to accompany you and bring you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. And earlier, of course, we already gave you several music and several songs to listen. And it's time for me to give you our update information about the evacuation of Mount Ibu eruptions that is happening right now in Halmahera District, North Maluku Province. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, indicated that over 3,000 people residing in West Halmahera District, North Maluku Province may need to evacuate due to increased volcanic activity at Mount Ebo. And speaking in Jakarta on Thursday, head of the BNPB's Disaster Data Information and Communication Center, Abdul Muhari, noted that this estimate is based on a previous evacuation conducted during a similar incident in May last year. He added that the plan is to evacuate residents of several villages in North Ebo sub-district, such as Sangaji Nyeku and Tokuaku, which are within the volcano's eruption radius. And on that note, Muhari highlighted that the BNPB is both maintaining ongoing communication with the West Halmahera District Government, the National Armed Forces, the National Police, and also the National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas. And listener, hopefully everyone and every citizen, of course, will be well evacuated into a safer place from their home right now. And I will be right back with you again with more info and also great music to listen. Of course, I'm giving you a wonderful song to listen, coming from Weird Genius with Glorious.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk up in line. I'm in overdrive, now ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. Let's go the lane in the highlights, so electrified, don't get in the way now. Watch me set the world on fire. Watch me do it with no regrets. You can hold me back, no, you can hold me back. This is my time to shine. I'll be glorious, we say, oh, just like the warriors.
destination. In a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Size reaches 102.47 square kilometer with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake?
Pempek kapal selam, terkenal di mana-mana, kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River?
Lapo, jadi nambah lemak rasonyo.
Has a medium size, maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray, and in the front, one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about Belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Nah, sekarang sudah larang ini, bukan lagi
now, people in Palembang no longer use belido, fish, or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can flow. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
What do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari belida
fish. To me, gabus fish is more delicious than belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor belida.
tiba. Waktu bertemu di ujung pintu hariku, ku ingin temukan senyummu untuk hilangkan semua lelahku. Saat kita bersama berdua, tak perlu bersuara tuh kita, saling bicara, saling membaca arti kata. Tak perlu ada mereka. Dapat berbeda, mereka bukan kita yang larut dalam cinta. Seakan dunia hanya berdua, pilih kita bersama, tercipta ruang untuk bahagia. Mereka bersuara, telah mengerti kita, tak perlu bukan ragumu. Ini tentang aku dan kamu dan kita. Seakan dunia kita yang larut dalam cinta.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klathak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klathak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the satay klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains 2 skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku lembaran foto hitam putih. Kembali teringat malamku, hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
West Papua, pristine land in the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture, a world of wonders, mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature.
Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling, protected in front of the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Makarero greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Newsline, Amazing Indonesia 2025 is scheduled to kick off in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on February 23rd and 24th, 2025. The exhibition will showcase Indonesian products mainly for the Hajj ecosystem. The Economic Council of the Indonesian Councilor General in Jeddah, Joneri Alimin, to Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday said, besides handicrafts, Amazing Indonesia will have food and beverage products and spices since it's part of the Indonesia Spice Up the World program.
And this year we are going to organize Amazing Indonesia 2025 that promote handicrafts, ecosystem Hajj products to the people in Jeddah, not only local people but also from other countries. Not only food and beverage but also like ready served food, spice, and we know already that Indonesia has national program Indonesia Spice Up Tours. It's also part of the national program.
General Aliman also said more than 50 exhibitors from Indonesia and hundreds of partners from Jeddah and other cities will be joining the event. Amazing Indonesia 2025, organized by the Indonesian Council General in Jeddah, is aiming for the people both from Jeddah and other countries. The Indonesian government, through the Religious Affairs Ministry Center for Religious Harmony,